The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, TeleSouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of TeleSouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet, but do not fret. Chin up, my friend, a little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Brett, welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you into our radio show, Hope, this morning. I'm Tommy Wilson, Director of Living Free Ministries, and I'm here in the studios downtown Corinth on a little wet morning, and we're here live with Dr. Phil leading our way, and I'm here in the studio with Bobby Capps, who's director of Crosswind Ministries, the biblical counselor for the Freedom Center, our personal counselor. He does everything except for wash our car for us. And we've got a guest that just walked in and unannounced, but Clevy White's here with us, and we welcome Clevy anytime with us. He's family and stuff, so we're excited about today's show. And Bobby, we've got a full house at the Freedom Center. Since we've been sitting here, I've got calls from Batesville, Mississippi, and Tupelo, Mississippi, wanting to put their family in the program today. So the phones is ringing. We're hunting for beds there. A lot of things is going on, but overall, I was just thinking the movement of God around in our country right now, from football players to basketball players, football coaches, giving credit to the Lord, even calling the name Jesus off, from the college football game to the pro football games to meeting somebody in a grocery store that wants to talk about what Jesus is doing in their life. It's pretty special right now.
It's amazing. I'll tell you some markers that really make it for me. If you study the history of revival, or if you study the history of great movements of God, there are some correlations that happen, and I'll tell you one of them is happening right now in America. This is just a note, by the way, you can look this up. Do you know what the number one podcast in America is? And most of you would immediately say Joe Rogan, because it has been for a long time. But guess what the number one podcast is now? It is a Catholic priest reading word for word the whole Bible. And do you know that there is a Bible app that this gal named Tara Lee does called the Bible Recap Project, which has, I don't know, but just like jillions of people, it's the number one thing. Do you know what the number one, that's podcast, you know what the number one app is? It's Craig Groeschel's Bible app.
Yeah, and they's like a billion people fixing to be a billion.
Exactly. And the Bible Recap, of course, which is you can have the Bible read to you, or you can read it it's about three chapters a day. If you want to read about three chapters a day, you're reading 90 chapters a month. And if you read 90 chapters a month, you're going to read through the Bible in a year. And three chapters a day is not a big bite.
Let me let that sink in, Bobby.
Yeah.
Everybody in America times three has the Bible app.
Yeah, that's right. Think about it.
Yeah.
And so one of the things is that people – this is unbelievers, marginal believers, you know, some religious people or whatever, are all of a sudden starting to hear the word of God. And I'm telling you, it's having an effect. And it is a very meaningful effect. And I just think that there's this slow burn going on, God speaking his word to his people, and that if the church can, like, seize the moment, right, if we can carpe diem and that I believe that there's going to be a great movement of God in our country. It's
going to
happen anyways. And by the way, if you remember the Jesus movement, which was the last great movement that happened in our country, that wasn't from church people. That was from these hippies out on the beach.
Yeah.
And so what happens is that if the church won't come to the table, God will has no problem using a bunch of hippies. He don't care.
Hey, we already got a text. Somebody wanted you. What was the number one podcast?
The number one podcast. The name of it. I don't remember the guy's name, but if you can look it up, just look up who took over. Google this: who took over Joe Rogan's spot at number one? Just Google that, and you'll see it pop right up. But it is a Catholic priest who reads through the Bible, and it's the number one podcast. I mean, Joe Rogan has like jillions of people that listen to his podcast. This guy's got more.
There was a Catholic priest that wrote a great book on the 12-step program. I can't remember his name. Breathing Beneath
Richard Rohr.
Rohr, yeah.
And he was that was a really good book. He was the chaplain for the United States Congress also.
But, well, listen, the Freedom Center, some big news is we also bought 112 acres land out on Alcorn Central School Road. Once you turn off of 72 there going on to Central School Road, about a mile down on the left right there around the fire tire, you'll see two red gates and a bunch of pine trees. Sometime in the very near future, we hope that we have a building there that will house 24 men. Bobby, we built our building to house 12 men and had to add on to that just to house 12, and now we have 15 beds now. And in fighting that, you know, for people to have beds and things. So it's been a busy time. We're thankful for that. Look us up on our webpage, carandfreedomcenter.com. It tells you about our program. If you'd like to come see it sometime, let me know that, and we'll set up a time to come visit the Car and Freedom Center. Ronnie Martin is our director. Kirby Nixon is the assistant director. Kyle Jackson is part of her team. Ralph Collins is her innkeeper. And, man, we'd like to take a moment and just pray for our friend Ralph. His son, Duncan Collins, has been missing now probably close to 3 weeks. And Duncan come up missing here in the Corinth, city of Corinth, and they're investigating and they're out beating the bushes, but they need a break. We'd like to get Ralph some closure with this case and stuff. So, Bobby, we want to take a moment and pray for Ralph. Also, Clevy's sitting here with us. His mom is – what hospital is she in, Clevy?
She's in Muscle Shoals at the hospital.
Muscle Shoals at the hospital, mm-hmm. And she's in bad shape?
She's in bad shape.
So we want to take a moment and pray for them, too. I'd ask that you pray for my mom, who is at the Landmark, been there 2 years. And all of us has got them people in our life. But right now, for a moment, Bobby, will you just pray for Ralph and our community, the Sheriff's Department, Police Department, and everybody that's involved in the disappearance of Duncan Collins?
Mm-hmm. Lord, we come to you and we just bring this lost friend before you, and nobody can find him, and Lord, you just, you know, it's our hearts and minds always go towards the worst, and, you know, we hadn't heard from him in a long time, and you hear bad things, it just scares you, and Lord, we know that you're the one who we can trust, we can trust even in tragedy, we can trust in victory, and you told us that even though you are sovereign over everything that's going on, for us to come to you and pray and ask for you and that you would help us. And we ask you to help us. Help us with this brother. Help us find him. Help Ralph comfort his heart. And there's tons of people. Help the sheriff, you know, help all the work that they're doing. And, Lord, also there's tons of people in our community that are hurting, and Clevey's mom's one of them, sick and alone, and we just pray that you'll help them too. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. Hey, I want to give you some phone numbers. We're thankful we get to do this show every week. We're thankful that when you stop us in the store, whether it's at Gardner's or wherever we may be at a basketball game, many people say, hey, I listen to y'all every week and stuff. So that's really encouragement to us. If you'd like to text a question or a comment or just have our text line is 662-603-9829. If you got a question about the Freedom Center or Living Free, you can even text that number, 662-603-9829. And you can look us up on the webpage. It's supertalk.fm Corinth. You can watch us anywhere in the country. I mean, anywhere online. Supertalk.fm Corinth. And you could look that up. We're thankful we get to do this show. Today's show, we're going to be talking about relapse when we come back. But this show was sponsored by some special people to us. Bart and Dawn Dorn there at Gatlin's Pharmacy in Tishomingo for any of your pharmacy needs. Wilco Real Estate Group for all your real estate needs. Maria, Olivia, and that group, man, they had a big team meeting yesterday, and they're just moving in a lot of different directions. Got a full team. Carn Mattress Furniture Outlet, that's our store, 3 miles west of High Prices there on Highway 72. We've got a Mattress of the Month sale going on. We've got some Queens and Kings top name brand mattresses for $399 starting here in February. So, hey, we'll start it today. Just go by the store. Hudson Windows Solutions for all your window needs, Perry Hudson. Outpost Outdoors for any of you outdoor fun there. They've got side-by-sides, RVs. If you're into that, that's the folks that you want to go and see. Our local Subway's, Daniel Arthur, they got a new one there on Shallow Road. Go by and get you a foot-long meatball. Go by and buy us a dozen cookies and drop them off here or something if you want to. And our friend Nick Bain. Nick's a friend for all your legal needs. Nick helps us a lot, and we're thankful for our friendship and partnership with Nick Bain. We're going to take a break.
Let me tell you one thing before we turn, is that when we're talking about relapse, some of you think, well, I'm going to check out because I'm not a drug addict and whatever, and you know, and I ain't going to help nobody figure it out. But I'm also talking about, what we're also talking about is, why do we go back to that thing that we thought we'd laid down? Why did my anger come back? Why am I become some of the trouble that I used to get back into? How come I can't resolve, you know, these ongoing family problems when I seem to have had a handle on it at one time in my life? So it's kind of like any time that we go back, if you will, to an old pattern that used to trouble us, that we've laid down for a season. Now all of a sudden we're back in that old pattern again. Like, for instance, some of you, it may be just like, I used to go to church all the time and I haven't been to church in 5 years. How come something that was a blessing and a pattern to you that you broke it, and how do I get back on track? That's what we're going to be talking about.
We're
going to
be talking about relapse. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605. Bain Bowen, Attorneys at Law are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain and Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Baines & Bowen, Attorneys at Law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Baines & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620.
Hi, it's Tommy Wilson, Living Free Ministries, here in Corinth, Mississippi. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." At Living Free Ministries, we want to help you to understand how to renew your mind through a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to take you out of addiction and take you into peace, promise, and joy. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Check us out, livingfreecorinth.com.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, we welcome back to our second segment. Ronnie Martin is not in with us today, but we got Clevie White's filling his role. And I'm Tommy Wilson. I'm here with Bobby Capps.
We found the name of that podcast, by the way.
All right, tell them.
The name of the podcast is called The Rosary in a Year. And the guys, it's hosted by Father Mark Mary Ames. And he offers advice on prayer and reads through the Bible. And so, I mean, just like my point about all that is not that we should all run out and become Catholic, but at all. But my point is that when you have these guys who have owned the air for so much time, and all of a sudden now these spiritual type programs are beginning to take the top spots, that means something. It means America's hungry for God. It means, or they're looking for something. And the church has the answer to bring the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ to them in a clear manner. And so we're really excited about the movement of God. And like Tommy said, you can see it in all of these different places when you listen to interviews, or even if you were listening to the, you know, it's like everything you listen to. I mean, yeah, people are like leading with, "Oh, by the way, let me know. I'll let you know that I'm a believer," you know? And so.
So, well, Bobby, we last week you was talking on relapse, and I just kind of want to continue that subject today. And we're going to have, that going on for the next little bit, but also tonight at Living Free Ministries, we're going to do a panel of me, you, Jared Height, who's the pastor of Church of the Crossroads, and also his degree was in like counseling. And so we're going to talk on relapse tonight too. And it just seems like that's been our theme in a lot of things lately in our groups, counseling, one-on-one talks.
Well, the reason is it's our problem. You know, it's we get guys in our program and then they leave our program and relapse.
Well, one of the things that me and you've talked for the last 4 years since Freedom Center started was when a guy leaves, we're just scared to death a lot of times. Well, not all times, but a lot of most times. We're scared to death that they're not, you know, ready. Six of them guys has died.
Yeah.
And me and you've done their funerals. So
10%.
So listen, that's a scary thing.
Yeah.
And you throw that word relapse out, that's kind of a big scary word in our ministry.
Yeah. Yeah, and it is, it begs the question, you know, and the question it begs is how come it happens? How does it happen? What's going on? All this kind of stuff. And if you try to give simplistic answers, I can give you a simplistic answer, by the way. You want to hear it? Are you ready? This is why relapse happens. We're weaker than we think we are, and we need Jesus more than we think we do, period. And so we leave, and we don't think that, you know, we think because we haven't used for 3 months, we feel great, you know, and all this kind of stuff, but we're weaker than we think we are. And we need Jesus more than we think we do. And what happens is we get out there and the first little real hit where the urge comes back to use, and we are not equipped to say no to it, you know. And
Bobby, we've had guys,
sometimes it's months later, but it's still, it's that little nagging something that gets at you and you end up back there, you know.
Well, Bobby, we've had some guys, I'm not going to call his name. I'm no one young man that sat there for 90 days at our program, sober, attended a meeting, but all he thought about was he was going to get messed up when he left.
Mm-hmm.
So, where's that guy's? I mean, did he relapse or he never got clean?
Yeah.
Physically, he got clean, but his mind was never clean.
Yeah. Because he still always was trusting in getting high to relieve him from all the trouble that was going on inside his own head. You know what I mean? And it was like, I still want to go out and get some relief, and I know where it is. I've been doing this version of relief for a long time. I had never learned how to suffer with the troubles in my life and suffer well and glorify God and work through it and face it head on and, you know, get victory over it. I've never learned that. I've always just gone out and medicated myself and avoided and all this kind of stuff. And so if I still am faced with all this suffering and faced with all these troubles, well, guess what I want to do? I want to go back to that old pattern of getting relief. I want to go to that old pattern of like forgetting it all. I want to go to that old pattern of saying like, you know, come on, man, you know, I need, you know, I can't deal with all this. And so the thing is that, and then here's the problem with that. You say, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to go out, you know, and take the edge off, quote unquote. And so I do that one time, but the problem with people that have had a long-term history with this thing is that as soon as I open the door to the dragon, I don't have the dragon anymore. The dragon has me.
Yeah.
And then I'm right back in the middle of the ditch and got off to the races, you know, in trouble again.
Well, you know, I mean, we was at Grace Chapel last night at church. Dr. Pratt was preaching, and during that, Kyle got a text from a mother about her son, you know, and he was already headed down the wrong way. So obviously it's some physical things going on, Bobby.
Absolutely.
But would you say mostly it's a spiritual battle?
I don't think you can separate it. I think that, like for instance, I'll give you an example. If you're really feeling bad, miserable in pain, and most people that are miserable in pain, it's very difficult for them to be cheery and happy, and you know, and it's very easy for them to be grouchy, and the least little thing could get to them just because they're so miserable, right? And so what happens is that a spiritual battle or is that a physical battle? Well, the answer is yes. And it's the same in recovery. It is yes. I mean, we know, we've learned that the brain actually gets damaged by long-term addiction, whether that's porn addiction, drug addiction, alcohol addiction, workaholism, whatever the addiction is, my brain actually gets definitely affected. So that's the physical side of me. And what that means is it weakens me physically. And so then, now, when I'm weak physically, did God like say, well, you're weak physically, you know, good luck? No. Well, God's still here. His people are still here. His grace is still here. His grace is sufficient. But it doesn't mean that I'm not weakened. I am weakened. And what long-time addiction does, it literally weakens my brain in two primary areas. And it's brain damaged, if you will. So that means I'm weak. That means I've got challenges that are different than a dude who doesn't have this problem. And which means that I need a level of vigilance and a level of determination about this to stick with the Lord, to stick with His plan, to walk with Him, and I need to do that, right? And you say, well, doesn't everybody else need to be vigilant? And of course they do. But the thing is that, but I'm weak, though. It's like me tell, like, let's say that I've got leukemia and I'm just throwing up all the time and I just feel miserable and I got metal taste in my mouth because I'm doing chemo. And then my wife comes in, you know what I mean? And she throws a curtain open and the sun hits me in the eye and I'm like, man, would you just stop it? And I don't know how to respond properly. Now, normally, if she threw the thing open, it hit me in the eyes, and I go, hey, hon, could you know, like, it's too bright out there, or something like that. I would say it a lot sweeter. But now I'm weakened, and so my ability to respond is way more challenged. It doesn't mean that I can't have a godly response. The fruit of the Spirit is still the fruit of the Spirit. It's still love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and gentleness. And so all of those things are still mine. But the thing is that I'm weakened in my body, and so sometimes my response is way more difficult and way more challenging. And not only do I need the people around me to be kinder and to care for me properly, but I need to make sure that I understand that my weakness is troubling me.
Well, and you've told us some numbers lately, like if 30 days, if you can get past 30 days, did you say that was kind of getting you out of active addiction?
Yeah, so 30 days, the biological chemical side of addiction is over in about 30 days, no matter what it is. And so no matter what the drug is. And so you have to go through, first of all, you have to kind of wean off the drug. And so that has to kind of get out of your system. Then you have to go through what's called a dopamine trough, where you crash, if you will. And so that's
a rough time. Scared to death of that.
Yeah, and that's a rough time, right? And that's why being in a rehab's good when you're going through that part of the process. And then you kind of creep back out of it. And that whole thing takes about 30 days. And so you'll see our guys in week 5 and 6 all of a sudden think clear, and they're like, oh my gosh, I feel better than I have in a long time. That's when they'll start saying that, in about week 5 and 6. So I would say somebody's in active addiction because, meaning that even though I'm not using, I'm still so weak and so oriented towards getting a fix that I'm not over it yet until I'm way a lot farther removed from it. But also the numbers that we talk about, Tommy, is that not only is that true, that maybe I'm out of active addiction, but it's only the people that stay sober for 3 years that actually 70% of them
after three
don't
years,
go back. You
after
know what
three
I mean?
Years.
So 3 years is a long time, which means that most people are very weak for 3 years and they haven't rewired their mind, renewed their mind.
And
right?
There's a lot of study out there that talks
absolutely
about that
ton
your brain
of it. Ton of
anywhere
it
from 3 years to 5 years.
The bad news is it must be rewired and there's nothing you can do about it. The good news is it only takes 3 to 5 years to rewire it, and you can. That God is merciful to us and we can rewire our minds and we can get back on our feet again. But to think that that's going to happen overnight is just foolishness. And to think that, like, oh, okay, I feel better now so I can go out and just go back to whatever is also foolishness.
Well, you know, one of the fear things we see is some of our guys, our friends, family, when they kind of go back to where they had been at. Your guy, Mark Shaw, and he's our guy too, he likes to use biblical terms, so he personally don't like the word relapse. But he does use the proverb, the dog returns to his own vomit and the sow after washing herself returns wallowing in the mire.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that kind of is the picture.
Yeah, we go back to our old ways.
Yeah.
And and we stumble back into our old ways. And the way that Paul talks to us is that Paul always says, don't go back and live like you used to live. You used to be this. You used to do this. But now God saved you and he's put you on a new path. But his constant warning is, don't fall back. Don't fall back in Hebrews into unbelief. Don't fall back in Colossians, Galatians, and Ephesians into your old patterns. Your old patterns, your old ways of getting life done and getting your needs met and all this kind of stuff. Don't fall back. You now have a new way, walk in it. You now have a new road, walk on it. You know what I mean? And where, what is that road? Well, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus is continually cleansing us from all our sins. So walk in the light.
Well, listen, Bobby, we're going to take a break. And we're going to, hey, I want to throw this question out there to you. Okay. Maybe, hey, guys, I'd love to have a question, comment from you. 662-603-9829 for any comments, questions about what Bobby's saying about this show, about the Freedom Center. Bobby, even during relapse, I mean, there's a couple questions I want to throw at you that we want to ask. Some people says relapse is just part of recovery. We're going to talk about that. But here's the question I really want you to ask. Even in relapse, does God still have a plan for you?
Absolutely.
We're
going
to take a break and we're going to come back.
Hi, this is Bobby Capps from Crosswind. Crosswind's a ministry that started here in town after Katrina just to help people. We just help people in a lot of different ways. We do group counseling. We do counseling at the rehabs. We do counseling in the prison. We take care of homeless people that come to our community and provide them with connections to people who can house them or get them a bottle of water or some food, whatever they need. And we just try to be here to say that if you're on down and out, we can help, or we can point you to someone who can.
This is Angel Quinn from Crosswind. Crosswind also hosts other opportunities in our community, including after-school tutoring in a local subsidized apartment complex. We partner with Oasis Medical Center and One by One Ministries to mentor and educate new and expectant moms, and we offer a community clothes closet. We're all about equipping volunteers to serve in our community. And we also have The Gathering, which is a weekly worship service on Sunday nights at 5 p.m. If you are in need of help, please contact Crosswind at 662-287-5600 or stop by our office located at 703 Tate Street in Corinth.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson, Carin Mattress Furniture Outlet, right here in Carin, Mississippi. And listen, we've got big news for the year 2025. We've got a mattress of the month every month this year. And starting in January, we're going to go with a Sub-Zero in all sizes. It's made by Capital Bedding. You can save up to $300 this month. Carin Mattress Furniture Outlet, right here on Highway 72. And remember, you got to come 3 miles west of high prices to get that deal.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
All right, we're back. We're live downtown Corinth right here. Thank you for the ones that's texting. And in comments, again, it's 662-603-9829. We love to hear from you. We're talking about relapse today. I've got a friend that made his way into the studio here, Clevy White. Clevy, what year was it you went to the Home of Grace?
2010.
And you came back and rolled pretty good for a while, and then you kind of got away from where you needed to be. Had a major relapse.
my major.
One time your family brought it to me there at my mattress store, and you know, I had to carry the ER because I was afraid of your life right then. And so you battled through that and continued on in a major setback, but you came back to the Freedom Center. Actually, been twice. First time you just stayed a couple of days.
Checked out.
That's that crashing part that nobody likes to do, you know. And but you got to go through the pain to get better.
Yeah.
You know, and then you know, you came back, you finished the program. You've been very involved with us lately. So relapse has been part of your life for a while and stuff. So, you know what we're talking about. I know what you're talking about, Bobby. I asked you a couple questions there before we went to break. Where did the word relapse come from? I mean, Mark Shaw says that, you know, that sometime over the last 100 years, the medical field has put some words in here, disease, you once addict, always addict, things like that. Now, this is Mark Shaw, and he don't like the word relapse because he says it's a medical term. If I've got cancer and it's gone and it comes back, he's picturing that kind of relapse picture.
Yeah. Yeah, so sometimes it's helpful, and that's what Shaw's big on, is sometimes it's helpful to literally have a vocabulary that doesn't cross over into other vocabularies, because we're not talking about the same thing when a guy's cancer comes back and a guy goes back to his addiction. We're not talking about the same thing. And so to answer your first question, was, is relapse a part of addiction? So let me say it this. It's not a necessary part. A lot of guys have walked away and never gone back. You know what I mean? It's not a necessary part. But in real life, right? I mean, we know definitely couple fistfuls of people that have walked away and have never gone back. You know,
I'm thankful. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
When I quit drinking, I haven't drank.
There you go.
When I quit doing dope, I mean, it's been over.
Yeah. And so my thing is that relapse is not a necessary part of recovery. That's for positive sure. What we find out, though, is that we are weaker than we thought we were. And a lot of us don't do the things that those of us who don't relapse do, which is like go whole hog, you know, every day of the week you went to a meeting, for like 7 years. You know what I mean? You passed that 3-year point for
26
sure.
years, I'm still doing that, Bobby.
Fair enough. So am I. But I will say this, as we've learned from the numbers, for 93% of the people who quit for a good season, they will relapse. And it's a normal part of the process, if you will. In other words, very few people, 7%, walk away and don't ever come back. But that's not normal. It's actually way more likely, if you will, that you will encounter relapse. And our deal is that we want just to make sure that we equip you to make that less likely in your case.
Well, this morning you were showing me a text from one of our friends. He just had surgery, and he had been prescribed pain pills. So the pills ran out, so he started drinking some. His next comment, I'm just very ashamed.
Yeah.
I'm really let down. So at that moment, he realized I love that he said that.
Mm-hmm.
At least he realized. He realized he was headed back into the hog pen, just like the prodigal son.
Yeah.
Most people don't realize it.
That's right.
And then a lot of people don't react and respond to that.
That's right.
But the biggest thing out of that whole deal was that he said.
And he even told me that he did it. He didn't have to tell me that either. Right. And so he confessed it. Right. He confessed his shame about it. And then the next thing to do, of course, is just to stop. And one of the things that so I like to use some terminology. This is my way of talking about it. If I have a lapse, a lapse in judgment. You've heard that language. That means just like I blew it one weekend, but then I went right back and got right back, you know, in the people and really went back to work and just like woke back up and like, oh my goodness, what just happened to me or something like that. I think a lapse is different than a very serious relapse. And what I'm trying to say is that one of the most important things that you ever do if you stumble is to immediately do what Peter did when he started sinking. Lord, help me. Lord, save me. And get back up. Go back to God. Lord, save me. Go back to your meetings. Go back to all your people. Confess what happened. Let everybody get their arm around you and get you going back on the right path. Because we don't need to go back and far down the road as you went. And Clevey, I mean, it's just like, had you done that day when that happened and the first stumble, and you was like, but like all of us say, it isn't that first day that's the stumble. We already kind of disconnected about 6 months before. Well, we already quit, yeah, you know, doing right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, just let me use this as an illustration. We had a guy that leave the program, and you know, he checked out 5 or 6 days before that mentally, yeah, emotionally, just wasn't with us. And so he gets home, and he's back to doing his old stuff. Now, here's where we have to battle ourselves, Bobby, and I want you to comment on this. Our first comment a lot of times is, well, he just ain't getting a program. He just ain't getting it. He just ain't letting God do this.
Yeah.
That's what – so that is that a – that's kind of a judgment on us.
Well, and it might be just an observation that's fair.
I like that. Thank you. That helped my feelings.
But the thing is that it always begs the question, so what? What do we do next? We still got to get our arms around the guy. We still got to get some help to him. And what I mean by that is that, listen, I promise you there's not a single person that we have saved, that we have rescued, or that we have made stay sober. It is God impressing their heart, rescuing them, and them walking with God as he's taking them down this new road. It's never us. I mean, we stand along and cheer them. We tell them the truth of the scriptures. I mean, we fill them up with stuff, but we don't get people sober. We don't keep them sober. God does that.
Yeah. Okay, Cleveland, let me ask you a question. Over the last few years, you was out in left field and running pretty wide open. How did Ronnie Martin, how did me or any of our team always treat you? Answer that honestly.
Always treated me just like nothing had ever happened, and just was always there for me. When I called Tommy, I mean, he would tell me every time before we'd hang up the phone, he'd say, you know, we're here for you. And when I left the first time, Ronnie Martin, he just kept on loving on me. He took me to his house one day when I was all messed up. Yeah. And, you know, that type of treatment is what.
By the way, that was on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, yeah. And even think about this, Clevey. What about when you would pull up in the park in Tommy's parking lot, all smashed, right? Yeah. And even if Tommy said, "Dude, man, you are so messed up," it still wasn't to say, "You sorry, whatever." Yeah. If you'd only do what you know, well, it was to say, "I love you. We're here for you, man."
The battle within ourselves, Bobby, is that we have to understand it ain't me that's saving people. It ain't me that's setting people free. It's the Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
And I can't, you know, like right now we got a couple friends that we feel that's maybe treading the wrong way. And sometimes it's easy to be just mad. You just want to pick them up. You know, when Bronson's funeral 2 years ago this June, me and you done my son's funeral. And during that funeral, I'll never forget your words. What did we miss? What did we miss, you know, during this thing? Because we thought for the first time he was rolling. I mean, life was going really good for him, and then he just come up missing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had guys go home in the last few days. Yep. Yep. And Clevey went knocking on the door this morning. And you think, what are we missing here?
And So what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to be faithful to tell people the hope that is in Christ and in his way of recovery, right? That's what our job is. Our job is to be faithful, to equip people to do that, to talk to them about it. But at the end of the day, they have to walk with the Lord. I can't walk with the Lord for you.
The Lord's plan.
I mean, think about the Lord Jesus. He's standing there. He could have, like, not let Peter drown. But Peter took his eyes off him, and he said, I'm not going to have your faith for you, Peter.
You know,
you have to have faith, O ye of little faith.
Bobby.
You know what I mean? And so God, we can't have someone's faith for them. They have to believe in God. They have to walk with God. They have to believe God. And I was thinking about this. You were going to say something?
Well, I was just thinking, you know, Dane Broom's dad just called us how we was sitting in there. We done Dane's funeral a year ago in January over in Batesville. We done Bronson's funeral. When some of these guys leave, always question, well, what am I going to do next? My mission is to get up in the morning and do the same thing I've been doing for the last 20-something years, and that's to present the Lord Jesus to people for freedom.
That's right.
That's all I know. That's all I know that we can do.
And I will tell you this. There's two great passages I think that maybe it would be good to spend a couple little seconds on this. When Jesus, at the end of his great sermon, he's told us all the stuff. And then what he comes in his conclusion, and he says, now let me tell you how this is going to work. Everybody that's standing here heard what I said. There's going to be some of you that don't do what I said. And then when the storms of life come, you're going to fall flat. There's some of you that have heard my words, and you're going to do them. And those of you that did them, when the storms come, you're going to be fine because you were standing on a rock. The rock is built by me doing the word of God, not just hearing it. Jesus said that very clearly in that passage. If you think about Paul when he's talking about anxiety in the famous passage in Philippians 4, when he says, be anxious for nothing, and everybody teaches out of this when you're teaching about anxiety. But what does he say? He says, here's what to put your mind on. And he tells you what to put your mind on. And then he says, listen to this in verse 9. This is Philippians 4:9. Whatever you've learned, listen, or received, or heard from me, that's what we get to do at the Freedom Center, or seen in me, so that's my example. So we try to be example to the guys, but we also try to teach them stuff, right? He says, whatever you've learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. And then he says this, and then the God of peace will be with you.
Yeah.
Right? Here's the problem. If we're not putting into practice the things that Christ has said to us, then he, by his own word, said that when the storms of life come, we're going to fall apart. And so when we see that happening in God's lives, one of the testimonies that we can make is, according to what Jesus said, is this dude was not putting into practice the things that he had learned from God.
Well, we got to take a break. We're going to come back. I want to ask Clevy and you, I want you to, we're going to take our last few minutes. But as a guy that's coming in, you know, into relapse or coming out of relapse, whatever, where should we hang out? What kind of fellowship should we be looking for? What kind of meetings and things? We're going to come right back. Thank you.
Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, They know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Baines & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Baines & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Hey guys, we welcome you back to our last segment. It's going to be a short one. We're kind of long-winded in here today, but hey, it's been a good one. We're talking about relapse. Tommy Wilson here, Bobby Capps, and our friend Clevy White. Bobby, in Mark Shaw's workbook, Relapse, chapter two, he's got it titled, chapter one was What is Relapse? Chapter two is The Importance of Christian Fellowship in This. So I want to take a minute. Our brochure we put together with our five main points or five things that we encourage people, the first three is really where I believe you have to be. You know, we believe that you need to be in a local church.
Christian fellowship.
Yeah, so that
Christian teaching,
that
God's
local
people.
Church. Absolutely. You know, we carry our guys to more churches than any program in America. I guarantee there's not another program anywhere that goes to church as much as we do in different churches. And then we also believe that you need to be part of a support group.
Yeah.
Small group. Support group.
Fellowship.
Yeah.
Right?
And again, and that's where Living
God
Free
God did not design his people to do this thing alone. Period. Go ahead and show me anywhere. I mean, we think that we have to read the Bible alone. We have to be taught, you know, only the Holy Spirit will teach us. We get confused out of that First John passage. But the thing is, the Lord gave the church teachers that God put us together. All the one another's in Scripture are presupposed that we're together and we're doing things to each other. We're confessing our sins one to another. We're loving one another. We're encouraging one another. We're accepting one another. We're forgiving one another. Well, you have to be together for all that to happen.
Yeah.
And God did not make this journey for us to wing it or do it alone. And I'll tell you one thing about what happens when we trip up. The very first thing we want to do is isolate. I don't want to be around all those people who are going to look down on me and judge me and, you know, all
that. Well, one
above,
of the
right?
things that even in my doing live program before I had the Freedom Center open, I would put guys in my truck and we would go in. We went in restaurants to eat. We didn't go through drive-thrus at the bank. We went inside the bank. We went inside the courthouse. We went everywhere inside so people could learn how to go back into the community. So, Clevy, with you, one of your things about your testimony was that we Living Free played a major role in it.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, just offering that support group. So, we're going to be at Living Free tonight. We got Jared Hikes going to be with us, the pastor of Church of the Crossroads, Bobby Capps, me, and a couple of my guys from the Freedom Center. We're going to talk about relapse. 6 o'clock tonight at Living Free, and also our friends from Walden Street Christian Church, Pastor Chuck and them, they feed us about once every 6 weeks. They'll have dinner tonight. It's always good, so we're excited about them, and a big thanks to local churches that gets involved with us. So next week, we're going to have the sheriff with us. Sheriff Ben Caldwell is going to be here. We get to talk to him and stuff. So tune in next week. Listen, we always close out with Jude. So, Clevy, I'm going to call on you to read them verses. And reminder, Living Free tonight at 6 o'clock.
Now all glory to God, who is able to keep you from falling away, will bring you great joy into his glorious presence without a single fault. All glory to him alone is God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. All majesty, power, and authority are his before all time, and in his presence and beyond all time. Amen.
Amen. Amen. See you next week.